Welcome to Nerdities. Bitches.
Time to put on your tinfoil hats, everyone. Vin and Justin present the Tinfoil Hat Society. I am co-host of the show, Justin, joined by my co-host. Yeah, you, dude.
Vin.
Our resident skeptic.
Realist, Mike.
And our peanut gallery featuring
Kyle
and Joe.
And tonight's big conspiracy theory. What was NASA's original mission? Rumor has it, NASA was founded to explore the ocean. But they found something and decided that they were going to start looking to the skies. Fact check, though. This is not true. NASA was never... So they say NASA was never put together to search the oceans. But then, you know.
Is that going to be the whole catchphrase now? Blah, 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 fact, fact, fact. But then, you know.
Yes, it is.
I'd actually never heard of this until Kyle brought it up the last time we did the show.
Me neither, but it kind of makes sense.
Yeah, but when, like, so when I'm doing research and, like, most of it's like, nah.
Same.
It,
like, no.
It does make me laugh. But something off of this would be, why, like, I know there's smaller oceanic research and development groups out there, but how come we don't have, like, a NASA for the ocean?
Because the Navy does it.
They're the armed force.
No, the Navy research. Science vessels.
Yeah, there's a lot of research done by the military.
Yeah.
All right. Well, they're not going to tell us anything anyway.
Yeah. No. They'll do that with the joint missions with learning establishments quite often, or with, you know, museums or proper, what's the other, aquariums. Yeah.
Yes. Jacques
Cousteau. I was going to say, this is already shaping up to be the fastest show we've ever done. So, kind of piggyback into the next topic of UHO, the Navy does acknowledge those.
They do. Actually, like, all of the government acknowledges the unidentified submersible objects.
Yeah. A lot of them are... I watched a video. It was a ridiculous video. Because the guy kept making, like, he'd have, like, real pictures, like, of, like, a scenery, and then he'd have his, like, artist rendition of the said craft, because obviously they didn't get any pictures of it. And I'm just like, you're better off making the whole thing a drawing than showing me, like, fucking screensaver backdrop and your shitty cartoon. Anyways, he did speak, though, of militarized, like, instances. Not militarized, but, like, military instances where, like, one was, like, in 1955, it was something in the Antarctic. It was, like, Operation, I want to say Antarctica, but I don't think that's exactly.
That would be the craziest fucking name ever.
I know. But in this, they claim that a... USO shot the ice cap and jet out into the sky and zipped off, and they were like, what the fuck?
Joe's been waving his hand around for a while.
Say again?
Joe's been waving his hand around for a while.
So, do you know how we were talking about the U.S. Department for Oceans and all that?
Yeah.
NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
Yeah.
That's who does it. No, Noah.
Yep. But this is one I've also brought up, is Operation High Jump with Admiral Byrd, where he went to the Arctic, and they went, this is where the Nazi Breakaway Society claimed that they had found an underground, in the ice cap, an underground, like, city, as they called it. And I think... I think the USO and NASA starting off with underwater shit holds a little water.
Don't,
Justin?
Let's see what you did there.
I don't.
It's a good way to float the topic.
Oh, God.
Oh. Well, I feel like we're bobbing around for a little bit.
We're not gonna let this thing sink.
No. Sail with it. What do you think?
So, Kyle and I know someone. We've mentioned this before, I think, to the group, whose parent had an experience on a Navy aircraft carrier with a USO. And the story goes, they were, you know, nighttime, out making whatever rounds they're doing, when they had noticed that there was lights under the water that they were quite unaware. They thought it was a sub. Story goes, the surface started to bubble as it came up, and the object levitated out. They watched it, all the lights going, and then in the blink of an eye, just fucking gone. I have no reason to doubt that story.
Wait. Where did you get it from? The person your age?
No. His dad had told me the story.
Okay, so directly from the person.
Yes.
I was worried we were getting
the story. I don't know who you're talking about.
I put it in the group.
Thought it was at first who Mike is mentioning, because...
Ooh!
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well.
But, I mean, I'm not going to discount firsthand accounts of a story like that. I believe that whatever the craft are that are coming on world and off world that tend to go to the ocean, and wherever they go once they hit the water, I think it could be us from the future coming back to witness certain events, take, you know, scientific readings of specific things that might be a little junked up in the future that they're trying to, you know, figure out. Or it's aliens.
Do you think the possibility of... So, in the video I mentioned earlier, the guy had said that majority of UFO instances take place over the ocean, which kind of coincide with USOs, if you ask me, and I know everything, so there's that.
It could have to do with the fact that most of the Earth is covered with water.
Good.
Well, when you say it like that, it kind of sounds like you're diminishing my point, but you're helping me make mine if I'm going to try to flip it and reverse it. So yeah.
Is there I don't know if you guys would know the answer to this, but is there a correlation with a specific area of the ocean where a majority of the sightings happen? Because I would think anything that has a weather... It's Justin saying it's us from the future or it's aliens. I would think if they knew the planet, like if it wasn't their first time entering our atmosphere, they would know to land somewhere in the Pacific because it's less likely that they would be tracked upon entry or exit through the atmosphere.
It seems to be a large number of the sightings are Pacific Ocean bound.
Now, are you guys talking about the Bermuda Triangle?
No.
That would be the other side.
Yeah.
That's in the I don't know any oceans.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm perfectly willing to believe there's underwater research facilities that we're launching ships out of, because that would be a great sneak attack move.
I mean...
You know, there were a bunch of fighter planes that could come up out of the water. Talk about beating radar.
Yeah, but like, from the first-hand account, it was a disc-shaped craft.
Okay. We know how to make disc-shaped crafts.
Sure. Whatchamacallit, they've been seeing disc-shaped or tic-tac-shaped crafts since the mid to late 40s and the early 50s. Like, yeah. It was a Commander Fravor guy who appeared on Rogan. He talked about the tic-tacs appearing in his radar.
Yeah, I mean, the problem being, those craft have been around for a very long time, and they still defy current means of transportation that we have now. I do not think that it is anything that anybody currently is capable of pulling off. Especially if the same craft design and maneuverability has been around for decades. I don't think it's anybody that we know of. That's what makes me lean into the, well, if it's the same kind of craft, same kind of maneuverability, same kind of areas, I can lean into the potential time travel, right? I could lean into it's aliens and they're coming to whatever area they have set up. There was a actual scientific news story that broke today that they found an ocean under the Earth's crust. Findings show that between 410 to 660 kilometers below the Earth's surface, there's another water reservoir. Scientists believe that the water cycle involves all the water on Earth circulating between the atmosphere, oceans, and surface waters. The water extends deep into Earth as the bottom of the ocean's crust contains slides called subducts under neighboring tectonic plates of crust. Scientists who were studying earthquakes when seismometers picked up on shockwaves under the Earth's surface have found subducts sink into the Earth's mantle carrying water. They came to this conclusion by performing a combination of seismological observations, geodynamic modeling, and high pressure and temperature melting experiments. Scientists found that something was amiss in what they thought was solid rock. It turns out that there is interplay between surface water and the ocean underneath the Earth's crust. Its mantle transition zone acts as a large water reservoir through which water cycles. And they say that it is teeming with life.
Interesting. Have you seen that there's a video? It showed like a submarine like bouncing off like water. They say they couldn't penetrate. It's like there's this like super dense part of the ocean that like,
yeah,
we just bounce off. It's just like a bed, like a water bed, it looked like.
I've not seen the video, but I've heard of that.
That's something to deep dive into, because that's crazy, as the kids say.
As you children are saying?
Yeah.
I don't know if I like this whole under crust ocean thing could make some people who believe in the whole hollow earth, inner earth theory a bit excited.
Are you saying that theory holds water?
Oh, please, would you fucking people stop this?
Joe, I love it.
Oh, baby.
That's the third time we've used the hold water joke. It's
saying it a fourth time would be tacky. I'll try to shoehorn it in there.
The jokes are laughter evaporating.
I won't let you drown, Joe. Skeptic Man. Mm-hmm. What's your thoughts on the plausibility of
which thing? A lot of things are thrown out there.
A potential underwater base of extraterrestrial origin.
If I can add real quick, before Mike makes the skeptic breakdown, it also coincides with, are you familiar, so when you say aliens, are you specifically saying
Mexicans?
Beings outside of our Earth's atmosphere, like outer space, or are you including inner space, as in there is a portal in the interior part of the Earth that beings can figure out a way to travel through.
I think the portal thing is a completely different subject.
It is an alien. It is alien to this world if it comes through the Pac Rim portal.
I'm not debating that. I'm just saying, I'm asking something from space coming down, landing in the ocean, having a base of operations that they have there, and then coming back out and leaving.
My take on it?
Yeah.
50-50.
Okay.
Either it is or it isn't. I mean, we got no real measurements here. It's Schrodinger's aliens. Either they exist down there or they don't.
I think,
or they could be at the same time.
But is it, are you 50-50 because you're of the, if I haven't been told this thing is what it is, I can't believe that there's a potential?
Well, I haven't seen any concrete evidence one way or the other. No one's disproven that there's extraterrestrial life or that it's landed on the planet, and no one's proven that they have. So we're still in that kind of limbo of imagination.
I'll say yes and no, because Bob Lazar, are you familiar with this fellow?
I know about the Bob Lazar.
Okay, so element, I don't know, what is it, 153 or something like that? It's a three-digit number.
Yeah.
That's not of this Earth.
Right.
So that makes aliens or international beings.
I mean, it's like, well, it's like squid or cephalopod DNA is made up of terrestrial and non-terrestrial, you know, DNA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of the potential thought that squids, not that they were, like, flew here in a craft and crashed and turned to the ocean. It was that the specific
proteins and enzymes,
right, were from another planet, crashed here during the good old primordial state, and then evolved from that.
Well, have you ever seen just your nervous system connected to your brain and your eyes?
Yeah,
like your whole body just
really fucked up.
Yeah,
dude. If that's not a fucking alien, I don't know what is. Like, what?
Well, the topic is USOs here.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying we're that. We're that creepy looking.
Yeah, we are. Very creepy.
Nerves and brain.
With bone and more tissue on top. And
it's hard.
Skin and hair.
It's hard talking about the broad topics like this and not bringing up cases that I want to use for shows in the future.
Yeah.
Like, there's the whole Battle of Los Angeles, and I don't mean the movie. I mean, there was an actual event that took place.
Yasm?
Right. That we're going to spend an entire episode on.
Yeah. Right? I mean, I guess we can end with this. Justin, how come when aliens probe human beings, it's only men? Are they homosexuals?
It's not only men.
There's never been women probed.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, they have.
Kate McKinnon got probed for all night long.
Yeah.
Probed.
Yeah, probed.
We'll talk about some famous.
Okay, fine.
Probings of the female gender in the future. The last thing I have here is an update on the Miami Mall incident. So, the Miami police were quick to be like, it's fine, everything's good, it was just a bunch of fucking kids, this was our response normally, yada, yada, yada. And that's great. But, oh, and then they were like, there was no other issues in and around the area until you find out that about 300,000 to 400,000 homes in the area lost power that day. And they grounded flights out of Miami for most of the day. That day. But they deny it. Also, if this was a group of kids causing fights, why are there no cell phone videos of it?
Die up, dude.
Okay.
Because.
But if it was aliens walking around the mall,
no,
why is
see,
there no
that's where I'm going to call bullshit on that excuse for people is if you see something you don't normally see in your daily life, is your first reaction going to be take out your phone, or are you going to be like, I'm getting the fuck out of here because I don't know what that is?
Me?
And if you say, I'm going to take out my phone, you're full of shit.
I'd probably run.
Yeah, you run.
50-50, you're going to get people who will whip out the phone now.
That was a mall full of super young assholes. And if there's 100 of them, at least one of them is pulling their phone out and saying World Star.
Sure.
Yeah.
So why isn't that video anywhere of the fight?
Why isn't that video anywhere of the alien?
Because it was probably taken.
Probably.
No, that shit would get posted instantly.
I'm
saying that got taken down.
I'm telling you, man, I can't believe that. And then where's the body cam footage from the cops? Because there is none. That many officers showed up to that call. And there's not an ounce of body cam footage.
I gotta say, of all the things we're talking about, these are Florida police. Mm-hmm. So the odds that they would not have their body cams on...
Fine.
I think that is the biggest... I don't know about this whole conversation so far.
But you're gonna tell me that a bunch of delinquent kids going to fight other delinquent kids didn't videotape this? In the world that we're in. Where fights are broadcast all the time.
Yeah, I would I'm going on the side of this is bullshit though.
I don't know.
Go ahead, Joseph.
And especially this day and age, somebody would have been live streaming it.
Yeah. I think it's Project Bluebeam. It's like they want a fake alien invasion.
I mean, and we can get into Bluebeam on its own episode.
Yeah, that's just what I think Miami is, because it's so like...
It's a weird coincidence that so many houses close to the mall lost power and that they grounded flights, but the police department was quick to be like, no, everything was fine. But you can check out the FAA records. They're available.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. Like, the story they tell us first, what's actually going on, it's...
Right.
They say it's always crazy, don't you think?
I don't know. I don't know. Something happened.
Yeah. Have you ever seen anything?
What, have I seen stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen tons of shit.
I saw something with four. It was me, Mike, my friend Evan, and my friend Brooke. We were by a shop right by Nanny's house.
Mm-hmm.
We saw a triangular, it looked like a stealth fighter, hovering directly over us. I have three people I can corroborate the story.
Yeah.
Yes, we were partaking in some sort of green
altering.
Yeah, whatever. We went back and it was gone, but four people saw it. A buddy of mine last week hit it at midnight, this past week at midnight, he goes, dude, I just saw something. And I think it's on like New Jersey 12, like there was a light in the sky people saw. Like it's documented now with that shit.
I mean, a lot of the times it's stuff easy to you know, figure out and debunk all the hubbub. But like our grandmother had an experience where she lost time after an incident with a craft hovering above their pool.
Yeah.
You know, it would also explain why she has such weird issues with her blood cell count, because they say that due to the doses of radiation that most abductees or people who've come that close have radiation issues and high white blood cell counts. They've been working on our grandmother for years, and there's not a reason physically in her body that her white cell count is as high as it is for as long as it's been. I don't know. I don't think I've had any UFO shit, but I have. Mine's more like ghosts. That's all my
lights in the sky.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen some lights. There you go.
Yeah, completely sober. And multiple people. We saw four lights in the sky going to Forked River Mountain, and they were all parallel to each other, but they were far enough away where you know it wasn't a singular plane, and it would disappear and then reappear in another part, and all in a straight line, and disappear and reappear in another part of the sky. And it kept doing that for about a half hour, and then it just completely disappeared.
I watched something dart the fuck out of the sky before. Like, it was one of the drives to Disney, and I wasn't driving at the time. But I think it was probably one of the last times I went with my parents. I'm looking out the window, watching the stars, watching what I thought was an airplane move along, and all of a sudden the bitch zagged right and was gone.
I love this shit.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, dude. I was driving, I mentioned. I was like, not this voice, but got the fuck out of there.
I think there's something up with this whole Miami thing, whether it is a Project Bluebeam scenario or something legit happened. You know, the few people that have come forward to say anything that they've seen was 8 to 10 foot tall creatures that were like phasing in and out, like distorted looking, and then like would phase back out. So kind of like they had an issue with whatever cloaking they had, or if they were just on a different dimensional plane and they just started to bleed through.
Or Project Bluebeam, they were holograms. They weren't even real.
Or they could have been holograms.
They're testing this shit
again.
So it's like the one in Vegas. They said the guy wouldn't answer because they were illegals, and like they just didn't want to fuck with the cops. Like they called it in, and when the cops came, they were like, "Shit, I think they might have been illegals. I'm not sure."
Yeah, yeah. Something. They weren't illegal. They were just they're of Hispanic descent, but the kids weren't. They spoke English.
There you go. Because it was like something weird. Where like they didn't want to interact with the cops. They were like, "Nah."
The parents didn't want to. The kids are the ones who called the cops, and they laid out the story. You can watch the body cam footage of that whole thing. The two cops were like scared shitless to like go in the backyard and stuff.
Yeah.
But that's gonna wrap this episode of the Tinfoil Hat Society up. Anybody have any requests? Kyle just had his. I'm sorry we didn't get to deliver too much on the whole NASA thing because it wasn't much validity.
NASA not having validity?
Mike, you got anything that you might be semi?
I don't even have a chubby right now.
All right.
Just a semi.
So I think since we like the alien topic, next episode we will talk about one of the most famous alien abduction stories. Well, it was an abduction. We will talk about the Betty and Barney Hill case.
And there you go.
If anything else creepy happens in the news, we'll bring that in behind it. So, for Vin, this is Justin signing off. Stay safe. Fight the power.
Hold water. Sorry.
And I don't want to sign these shows off like we normally do. So, fuck bye.
Okay.
Bye. Because of the end of civilization, the Clamp Cable Network now leaves the air. We hope you have enjoyed our programming, but more importantly, we hope you have enjoyed life.
drive.